Well, coming into the Easter season, man, I tell you what, the difference between Good Friday and Easter Sunday is like, it's eternal. I know it's just 3 days in length, but what happened there in those 3 days where all of a sudden death is no longer, when you've had an entirety of the human experience based on blood sacrifice, blood atonement, and then suddenly the ultimate sacrifice, there's no more need for blood to spill. To reconcile these two things is just, it's impossible to see how for the good of humanity, for the love of humanity, for God to enter the story and give his life, his son for us, and then go, and then it gets worse. Like, you're thinking the cross, this is when history, I mean, this is the moment history hinges on, and it looks horrific. Well, then it just gets worse, you know, 3 days into the pit of hell to fight for us, to fight on our behalf. And then, you know, you get to Easter and the tomb's empty. And you know that the things that have weighed you down, the stuff that has been in your life that's held you back, that God has looked at you and seen past your stuff and embraced you, past your sin, because it's dead, it died. It died on Good Friday, and now it's gone. And thank God it's Sunday. Thank God it's Easter Sunday, and the tomb is empty. It's been swallowed up in victory, and what you have in your chest beaten is victory over death.